We have a property rights groundswell due to Larry Rappaport and others that is saying in a very clear voice, you don't take our land for private profits. That's a really simple message.
And it raises the question of, should corporations be able to use eminent domain for private investment purposes? If this ultimately is to benefit the shareholders of Northeast Utilities and Hydro-Quebec, eminent domain is a power that the government holds.
Jim Dennis and Jack Savage, Jack Savage being from the Forest Society, talking Saturday in Pittsburgh on House Bill 648, which really received a lot of attention there and will be receiving a lot more attention in the week ahead, as the Senate Judiciary Committee will be taking up this House Bill 648 next Thursday at 1:15 in the afternoon. And Will Abbott is joining us here from the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests, who is more than happy to speak to any group that would be willing to invite him to get up to speed as to what exactly a Northern Pass is. Because, Will, I'm afraid there's still some people out there who really don't know yet, maybe just tuning in for the first time when they're saying, what on earth are they talking about?
It is interesting. The Forest Society's headquarters is over in East Concord, and I can't tell you the number of people I've run into at the local deli when I get my sandwich at lunchtime to whom this is a complete surprise. And, you know, clearly people don't read the newspapers as much as they used to. They don't pay attention to the news as much as they used to. You know, I think it's a fair statement that when people realize what's being suggested here, they universally have a negative reaction.
Yes, well, exactly. And I've seen it myself. When people start learning about this project, it only takes about 20 minutes before you see the look on their face change, saying, maybe this isn't a good idea. And then they start learning more and more and more, because there's organizations like the Forest Society who are putting out information, and you've got bumper stickers that are out there, too.
Yeah,
the trees, not towers.
Things, yeah.
I saw quite a few of them this weekend,
good,
too. So, but on this House Bill 648, when people show up, you know, to speak on it, you know, we're looking for them to be brief, and they're probably going to have to keep their comments down to about 3 minutes or so.
I think that's right. I haven't personally spoken with the chairman of the committee, but it's the chairman's prerogative to kind of lay out the ground rules for the hearing. And they have scheduled it to be in Representatives Hall because they expect a pretty large crowd to show up. And I think, you know, people should – this is America. You should speak your mind, whatever your thoughts are on any particular bill before the legislature. But this is a property rights issue, and it's pretty – you know, the bill itself is geared at addressing a property rights flaw in the current law. So I think the more that can be the focus of the committee's attention, the better. You know, it may be that there's 24 senators, I think 19 Republicans and 5 Democrats. I think the Senate has demonstrated before, as I mentioned earlier, that they unanimously voted for the constitutional amendment in 2006. So clearly this crosses party lines. But, you know, it's possible for a senator to be neutral on the whole issue of Northern Pass, but to be very much in support of House Bill 648.
Exactly. Right, because just because you support 648 doesn't mean you oppose Northern Pass either.
Correct.
Good. Okay. That was a good point to make. And in fact, anybody who wants to listen to the Chichester Selectman got a presentation from Representative Brendan Guida, as well as State Senator Jack Barnes, who announced that he will be supporting House Bill 648 when it comes to a full vote in the Senate. They can go to the Northern Pass page at briantilton.com, click on the Chichester Selectman's meeting of April 26. You can hear a little bit more about that. On a separate issue, Will Abbott joining us here from the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests. You were one of the numerous conservation groups that filed a petition with the Department of Energy to get a very comprehensive review of the Northern Pass project, and the Northern Pass officials responded with their legal motions.
Yeah, I mean, what you have to understand with the Department of Energy at the moment is they're going through this scoping process. And when they came up to New Hampshire and held those 7 days of hearings, which you covered very religiously, they were gathering information from the public. The public comment period is still open until June 14th, so anybody who wants to can write the Department of Energy with comments on this project. But one of the issues that the Conservation Law Foundation raised, and a number of others of us joined in their filing with DOE, was, you know, shouldn't we take a step back here for a minute? And before you consider this one specific Northern Pass proposal, shouldn't we look at the entire issue of importing electricity from Canada to meet needs in the United States? And if we look at that, wouldn't that necessarily inform some of the decisions that DOE might make in selecting alternatives to study in their environmental impact statement, which is one of the primary objectives that they have as a federal agency, is looking at alternatives. And not just alternatives that Northern Pass might be comfortable with themselves, but alternatives that might greater serve the public interest. So what CLF and the other conservation organizations, including the Forest Society, did was to suggest to the Department of Energy, you know, it might make some good sense to step back and look at this bigger picture. You know, maybe there's an argument that should be made and could be made constructively to bring some of this power in to meet future needs for the northeastern part of the United States. But that should be done in a context that looks at the whole energy picture, not just one power line transmission line project going through the state of New Hampshire like a giant extension cord. You know, how many more of these extension cords are we going to have if we put this one in? And I think that the CLF suggestion is a really good one, and that's why we joined them, to look at the bigger picture. And, you know, it's interesting to me that 45 years ago, the province of Quebec sat down, came up with a long-term plan for their own power production in Quebec. And their whole business plan was modeled on the notion that, you know, if we export 15 to 20% of the total power we generate to the United States, that's one way we can keep power prices for our own country folks relatively inexpensive. Mm-hmm. So they've figured out that because we have high power prices in New England and they have very cheap power to produce in Canada, they can, if they can figure out a way to get it to market in the United States, they can actually subsidize their own cheap power for their own retail customers by charging us more. Now, if the United States or if the six New England states had sat down 40 years ago and had that same strategic discussion and started planning our energy future as effectively as Quebec planned its own future, we wouldn't be having this discussion today, I don't think. And that's what the CLF motion is all about. It's how do we strategically plan to consider whether a resource like Canadian hydro is something we actually need and want in New England. And what does that mean? And how do we get it from Quebec to the marketplace in a way that isn't offensive, that isn't overly expensive, and in a way where most people can be supportive of, if that's the end result?
There you go. Well, Will Abbott from the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests, thank you very much for stopping by today. Where can people get more information about the Forest Society?
Well, you can go to www.forestsociety.org, or you can call 224-9945, or you can just Google Forest Society, and we'll pop right up there.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. And again, the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests, a very good resource of information regarding the Northern Pass Project. Thank you very much for stopping in today.
Thanks for having me, Brian.